Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, Renee Hamart, I saw your message. Thank you so much. Renee says, sins which have actually become a normal, submitting and worshipping substances, for example, alcohol. Also, it has become a norm to joke about God. Renee says that. And then Frank, I'd like everybody to answer on this one, especially those who are farmers. Frank says, good evening there. I just wanted to ask this question. Is livestock artificial insemination a sin because farmers don't wait for their animals to meet, but they artificially inseminate? Yeah, man. And here's another one. This is from Lindiwe Kane. Kenny. Thanks, Brother Ray. The things of today, money replacing everything and being more powerful than the cross. The pulpit is dominated or controlled by the spirit of Mammon. If you want healing, deliverance, breakthrough, you must offer money. It appears money is your redeemer, but the power is in the cross. If we seek his kingdom first, it is said, all other things shall be added. Kekanakeni, bulatla khomu village ko sibidiela. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate.
We are here 24 hours with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Mayachi.
Shalom again, Mayach and Shalom. I kindly want to look at the book of 2 Timothy 3, number 2, which says men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, will be boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful and unholy. We can pick up when you look at how we grew up and when you compare to AMA 2000. You are able to see the disobedience that through the videos that we get to watch on social media, you know, how they are disobedient to parents, how they fight teachers, how they bring knives at schools, you know, it's drugs at schools, things that at our time we were never privy to. So this thing is evolving and evolving and evolving, you know. So you know, most women, clothes that are so tidying and revealing, you know, and it's so bad because we would know, Khuri, in order for you have to respect yourself, you know. When we grew up, lady tuning and all that, but today in Jay, the way even at times, the only thing that you can be able to differentiate when our school le mistress wa gagwe ke uniform, but otherwise the way they are dressing, ibile there's this thing ya go batla le go jolana le ma teachere abo abato ba borre abata go jola le bana, you know, people that could be old enough to be their children, you know. That is now how the world is, you know, lingering. So I wanted to look at that book of Timothy. That was 2 Timothy chapter 3, number 2. We could also look at Romans 1:30, which speaks of also slanderers, haters of Abaya, insolent arrogance and boastfulness. You know, it's these things now, the scripture continues to say they invent new forms of evil. So we become perverse. We get to a point where we even sort of modify sin now, you know, and we want to try and resetse re khona go reasona le sone in order for it to fit within us. I think last year I got shocked here in Cape Town. There was it's a cyclist marathon, but it's of naked people. They naked.
Yeah.
So everybody was like men, women, all of them are naked. Bapala me bicycle, the bicycle, and you know they would do their route and all that. And it's just even fun. It's not a race, you know, for people to watch and embrace them and you know their nudity and all that. Batu baba tona, and we have children that are supposed to be learning from Rona, because the scripture advises us how we ought to pass this knowledge from generations to generations. And look now of what, like, you know, where we are going as a nation. Halala.
Tuda my achi, tuda. I really appreciate. We'll bring in also Mashadi on this. Let's take a bit of a jiffy.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and your guest and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. The topic scenes of today. What was prophesied in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5 are the scenes which we are seeing today. The first scene, which started in heaven by Lucifer, who was the archangel of God, was pride. Pride, umuntu ke oyikhukhumezayo ke, umuntu ophakeme, umuntu ke ofuna ukubukwa ke, umuntu ke ozenza ke uNkulunkulu, and believing in yourself and in your desires. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is the hate evil, to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Nkulunkulu ke besho lokho. Ngafunda ke futhi ke nasesahlukweni Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7. Naku James chapter 4 verse 6 to 7. Romans 12 verse 16. Be of same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associated with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Kubeke nesinyisono ke esomhobholo ke, greed is grounded in excessive worldly desire. People become so insatiable that one is tempted to cheat, steal, defraud, and exploit the vulnerable in order to obtain more material goods that one actually needs. Namhlanje ke inkohlakalo ikhona ke ngenxa ke yabantu abengenelisekanga nobusela ke lobu buyenziwa ke yilokho ukuthi ke abantu abanelisekanga ke ngalokho ke abanakho. Incwadi ke 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9 to 10. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drowns men in destruction and perdition. 10. For the love of money is a root of all kind of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Tingafunda ke futhi naku Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, Philippians 4 verse 6. Ngempela ke loku ke yiko kwenza ke abantu ke babe nomhobholo, bagcine ke sebethanda ke imali, babe ngamaqola ke, benza ke ukukhohlakala. Abantu bathi Money is the root of evil. Ibhayibhelithi, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Umuntu nje uma esethanda ke imali uwela ke esonweni wenza ke izinto ke eziningi ezizomwelisa ke esonweni. Angibonge ke ngoba isikhathi sifishane ke namhlanje siyoqhubeka ngayo next week. Angibonge, amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. We are taking your calls. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And I know the Ntasingas are not working. I know. My Achi.
Shalom again, my Ach. Thank you again for the opportunity. I kindly want to bring in the scripture sa Inglatika Isaiah Yeshaya, which the number three of it, first Isaiah number three, which says, an ox knows its owner and a donkey its master crib. Yasharal does not know. My people do not understand. Alas, sin nation, a people loaded with crookedness, a seed of evildoers, sons acting corruptly. They have forsaken Abba Yahweh. They have provoked the set apart one of Yasharal, and they went backward. Why should you be stricken anymore? You continue in apostasy, and all the head is sick, and all the heart faints. Ahi, we can see that we have lost identity. We don't even know, or should I say, look up to our father anymore. And there's been so much of confusion, especially these times where it's at the end. The book of Daniel said the books must be sealed right until the end. And we can see now that the books are opened. Knowledge is everywhere. People have got ability to research anything that they want. The internet is there. Now, people are tapping into bad energies, bad information. There's no discernment. And whatever we find, we just follow, you know, because this person is a better presenter of whatever that they're presenting. So I will follow them based on that. And we can see now, you know, it's you go to TikTok. Then when you're watching videos on TikTok, you'll see Baba Ngwe, they'll be teaching about plants and how this plant even kills. You know, it's like, but why do you need to even go there? If it's at this, why do you come and share to people that this plant, this is what it does? So you can see the love, we've moved away, we've shifted away from fearing Abba. You know, where we know, even let's say, although we may say maybe the religion is not something that is good, but we would know, and all that. But you can just see today how it is deteriorating. I like the fact of saying at least people had time to go to pray. And this is how we grew up as children, knowing very well, Jorge, every Sunday we have to go to church. You know, it was a good thing. We learned few things from that. But now, today, can we say the same? No, we can't. Because we see, Jorge, even when it happens, people are having fun. People are having booze, drunkards, and all that. And it's the lust of the flesh that is explained by the scripture in the book of First Galatians
Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, which will explain the lust of the flesh. Maybe I can quickly speak about it, which says that the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit up against the flesh, and they are opposed to one another. And all these are the works of the flesh: adultery, warring, uncleanliness, indecency, idolatry, drugs, sorcery, hatred, quarrels, jealousies, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, envy, murders, drunkenness, wild parties, and the like. So we in that era where these things, they manifesting, and it's all nice, you know. They've become so acceptable. When you go to churches at times, event, fundraising, and it's all normal now. But during our time, such things wouldn't be allowed.
Never.
You would never even come with such a thought.
Yeah.
You know. So as we're going.
Yeah,
halala.
I hear you. Let's bring in Mashari. Hey, Mashari. Yes.
Askies.
Let's bring in Mashari on this. The Mashari are askies. On this issue, as to what she says on the issue. Mashari?
Good evening, Muruti Ray, and your wonderful listeners. It's been raining. It has been raining.
Yeah.
But we thank God for the rain. And regarding today's topic, the sins of today, what a topic, Muruti. For today, we don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to talk about transgression. We don't want to talk about iniquity. And perhaps that should be the point of departure.
Mm.
And let me start with by saying, God is spirit. Mm. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And as you would know, I would follow this one and say further, not worship him with water. We do not worship him with gold or silver or clay or any type of ornament. We do not worship him with money. We worship him and must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us go straight to the book of Acts chapter 17. Here comes Paul Muruti, and he says, Acts 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." In other words, they follow everything to the T. They cross the T's, they dot the I's, they know the program, they do things step by step. Verse 23, "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship," the objects of your worship,
yeah,
"I even found an altar with this transcription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Can you just allow me for 2 seconds to say this text still applies to the church, or most churches today, wherein we have objects of worship in what we refer to as church buildings. We have a little Mary, we spoke about that some time ago, a little girl drawn or made with clay, painted with powder blue, and she's supposed to be white with a white duke on, and we consider as Mary, we light the candle, we bow, and we go on our knees, and we bow before this image, and we start praying. In the meantime, we are stuck in idolatry. It does not only go as far as that. Let's go back to the Old Testament, what we usually refer to as the Old Testament, not the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Most churches would refer to that as the Old Covenant. I consider it as still the law of the Most High, where God then speaks to Moses and gives him the Ten Commandments. It's not the only place where he did that. We'll get to that. I'm going to a place where Christ then begins to talk about, or refers rather, to two key commandments. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your strength. And then you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Considering the commandments, there's one that says, you shall not make any image on earth, which could be a representation of anything that could be in heaven. How many people have angels on their jackets or on their badges or on their coats? And they consider those as angels or images of angels. We do that. In our churches, we have images. For example, we take the cross. And we wear necklaces with a cross. And whenever we have to get into a spiritual warfare, we then take the steel is heavy, silver. You know, this cross that has been made of silver, and we want to use that to fight a spiritual warfare. We want to use the flesh or the things of the flesh to fight or engage in a spiritual warfare. How do we do that? Because remember, God is spirit. And Paul says the things of God are spiritual, comparing spiritual things to the spiritual.
Yes.
And now our warfare is not carnal as well, he says, but mighty through the Most High to the pulling down of strongholds. And our warfare is not carnal because we fight against principalities and powers and rulers and dominions and spiritual hosts of darkness and wickedness in high places. We cannot fight against those using the flesh. So when we use the flesh in the name of, shall I say, worship or spiritual warfare, that is the sin of today. When we use our money to say, this money should fight for me, that's the thing, or those are the things of the flesh, because the money cannot fight for you. In other words, you are comparing your money to the blood that was shed at Calvary. You are actually saying your money has more power or has equal power, and yet your money cannot save you from sin, and your money cannot deliver you from sin, and your money cannot deliver you or give you eternal life. It's sad, Muruti, it's sad that most churches are stuck in the same text, that they are worshiping an unknown God. How do I know? Revelation says, we are in Revelations chapter 2, and we are in verse 18, but I would like to focus on verse 20. Let me start with verse 18. It reads, and to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Verse 20. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. I should have started by actually giving a meaning of bruises and transgressions and sin, according to the book of Isaiah, where he was bruised, he was crushed, he was pounded for our transgressions. He was, you know, bruised for our iniquities, our injustices, our biases, our lack of fairness, our unfairness. He was bruised for that. He was crucified. You know, the Bible says the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. He says, verse 20, nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. Sadly, most of the time we think that Jezebel is a woman. Satan, particularly when it comes to this text. It's a spirit that seduces.
Yeah.
It's a spirit that prophesies falsely, for that matter. Mm-hmm. It's a spirit that teaches the things that are not of the Most High. An example, Mruti. I went to a funeral recently, and there were lots of pastors there.
Yes.
And went to the cemetery, came back, etc., etc. But then most pastors did not return from the cemetery. They did not go to the house from the cemetery. And obviously questions, always ask questions, where's so-and-so, and where's so-and-so, and so-and-so.
Why? Mm.
And guess what? No... okay, there were a few reasons given for the absence of this one and that one and the other one. But for a few others, hey, get gossip now, this one. For a few others, here goes. No, they are not in good terms. Okay. Why not? One, the church has been split into two or three. Okay, that happens. We've seen that happening too many times. Just when you think that is enough, no, they're fighting over women.
Ish.
Hi, boo. How does that happen? As though that was a lie. Guess what? Someone got married to someone, and someone got married to someone who was someone else's wife.
Yes. Yes.
What are we preaching? What are we teaching?
Yeah.
The sins of today. The church has embraced that. Because, let me not say the church, let me say most churches or most congregations which consider themselves as the churches of the Most High have sold their souls, and we have allowed, or rather they have allowed, this woman or the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit that oppresses people, the spirit that is against people, the spirit that wants to take from people. Remember, Jezebel wanted someone's farm. The spirit that takes, all that spirit does is to take,
Green.
Harass, oppress, exploit. It happens from the pulpit. So we've got Pastor Jezebel preaching. Because all that Pastor Jezebel wants is what you have, not what he or she has been sent to do.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Remember, we will take this further into next week. And let me close with Professor Buyiso Ndezi.
Sins of the day. What am I doing? What am I not doing that make me miss the mark? It means in dealing with these issues, Brother Ray, we're talking about these things that we do, that we are saying without saying that God did not do right. Power to ourselves. We are taking even the authority that God has, and we are taking it upon ourselves, and we are simply telling God, you God, you don't know what you are creating when you are creating me as a girl, because I want to be a boy. So sins of the day are sins that we are seeing people taking issues to themselves, taking the creation of God back to their power, and they think they can do better than what God has done. When people subtract God, when people eliminate God, when people take God as a nobody in their lives, this is what we're talking about when we talk of the sins of today. When people behave as though there is no greater power, there is no creator, there is no Most High, these are the sins of today. And I've made an example of a homosexuality, which is what I believe everybody will understand.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Someone has just gone on and logged in into what we are doing, quite sadly so. It is sad. Sorry about that, Professor. But let us take it from there.
Yourself, other than to fulfill the will of the Lord, you are more important than the word of the Lord. And this is what God is making us aware of today. What I'd like to say again about this is in 1 Peter 1, verse 14, which talks more about obedience and disobedience. It says here, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. It means conformation is one of the sins that we need to guard against. In conformation, we forget about what the word of the Lord says, but we are more about what the surrounding is saying. So the voice of the surrounding becomes more and more louder, and we tend to totally yield to what it says. And that is sin to God. And that makes us not to be on the same platform, not on the same page with God. So it brings two sins there. It's a sin of conforming, and secondly, is a sin of disobedience. The minute we become disobedient to the word of the Lord, it means we have listened to the other God, who is the God of this world. The last thing that I want to say about this is, again, lack of faith. Lack of faith is also one of the sins of today. People call themselves believers, call themselves the children of God, and yet they do not believe that this God whom they confess is able to take them out of trouble. So lack of faith is sin to God. It simply says to God, you are unable to deliver me. You cannot do it for me. You cannot take care of me. You are unable. So these are things that bring a message to God without us saying God is unable. Lack of faith makes us to sin against him. And the Bible says there in Hebrews 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if we do not have faith in God, it means you are going to put our faith on other things. And we are now sinning against God because we are saying he is unable. He cannot do it. These are things that we must be careful of and know that they continue to take us away from the Lord. So we will have faith in God if the love of the Father is filled in our hearts. The book of John says that, 1 John 5 says, if you love me, obey my commands, and my commands are not burdensome. So the love of the Father must fill our hearts, and we will believe that he will be able to deliver us. He will be able to come through for us. And then we won't exchange God for anybody. We won't do things that will make God not to favor us or not to look at us in favor, but we will continue to hold on to him, for we know that he is the first and the last. By so doing, we avoid sinning against him. Hallelujah. We bless the Father.
Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you very much for listening. We will continue this next week. We just did part one because of the time that we had, and we will take it further. But you can continue to send WhatsApps here, and I will open these WhatsApps again and start with them next week on the show. But I'm here tomorrow night. It's Wednesday live tomorrow, so I'll be here. May the Father bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you very much for your patience. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. To Mashadi, thank you so much. And to Professor Bui Sondezi, thank you very much. And to my Ahi Parukia, thank you very much. We give the Father all the glory. Have a great night.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.